Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Psalm chapter 84, verses 1 through 2 and verses 10 through 12. The scriptures read as follows. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blesses the man who trusts in you. The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bless your name and we enter your holy presence in the name of Jesus. God, this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for waking us up this morning and for calling us to this sacred time of prayer and worship. We ask first that you forgive us for our sins. Your word declares that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we thank you for cleansing and purifying us this morning as we worship you in the beauty of holiness. We praise you for unmerited favor, and we give you glory at the breaking of this day. We lift our faith-filled petition to you, God. You are the source of our strength and the strength of our lives. Your word declares that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein. You are mighty to save and mighty to deliver. And God, you are with us right now, and your ears are open to our faith-filled prayers. Holy Father, you told us to come boldly to your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Lord, you know what we need before we ask. So we thank you for supplying every need this morning according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you that we can ask because, God, there is hope in you. You are great and greatly to be praised. We are grateful that we do not have to beg because we are your covenant children in Christ Jesus, and we are seated in heavenly places with him. God, we have a right to praise you this morning, and we thank you that we are the redeemed, and we say so. We praise you for elevating us and allowing us, Father, to receive your blessings which overtake us. We give you glory for everything that you've done for us, for the miracles, God, and the new mercies that you have released from your hands. We thank you this morning for inspiring us by the Holy Spirit to pray and to believe, to receive the fruit of our prayers. Lord, we bless your name. We worship now at your throne, for you are worthy of our praise. Lord, we hunger and thirst after righteousness this morning, and we ask that you fill us in your presence. And God, we declare that you deserve our praise and our adoration, and all the glory belongs to you. Lord, you have already gone before us this morning as a consuming fire, and we magnify your name. So we thank you, God, for just rebuking any doubt and any fears that we may have because of your ever-present presence in our lives. We thank you for your abiding presence. We thank you that you are our shepherd, that you are our covering, that you are our keeper, that you are our joy, our strength. Lord, we simply thank you for everything. We, Father, thank you that your thoughts toward us are wonderful and you love us with an everlasting love. We love you, God, for who you are and all your glory. You are the God of a new thing. You never sleep or slumber. While we slept last night, you kept your mind on us. And here we are standing in your grace and benefiting from the great thoughts and plans that you have for us. God, we praise you for planning the course of our lives with your great plans and for leading us by the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that we don't have to worry because we trust in you. You are our shepherd and you cover us on every side. Holy Father, we are confident that you know the way that we should go because you are our creator. You're the author and finisher of our faith. God, we thank you that we do not have to rely on our intellect because your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And we are grateful, Father, for every mercy that endures forever, because it's your mercy that endures forever, God. And we thank you that you are consistent, God, and a faithful God, that your character is consistent. While you may change your ways and your methods, God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord, as we worship you in spirit and in truth, we thank you that you have already released heaven's favor over us, goodness and mercy are following us right now. And we have the assurance that Jesus is seated this very moment at your right hand interceding for us. So, God, we thank you for the power in the heavens on our behalf. And we are grateful that Jesus knows our names as he intercedes for us for your glory and your namesake. So we are confident this morning that you are the Lord of the breakthrough, and we worship you. God, you hear our prayers, and you care about us. You see our tears, and your word declares that those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. God, your word declares that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Lord, we declare that it's morning, and we have your joy, that unspeakable joy. Your joy is our strength, and we give you great praise. We are grateful that we are part of your great plans for this day. And God, we want to be used for your glory. So, Holy Father, we are thankful that we have access to your heart through Jesus Christ, and we bless your holy name. Our praise today is to your glory. And God, we pray that you impress visions upon our hearts and show us the great things that are to come by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, strengthen us to hold on to every dream and vision in spite of the contrary information that may be present in our lives right now, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And your word declares that the just shall live by faith. So, God, we agree with you, and we submit to your authority. We ask that you sit on the throne of our hearts forever, and God, have your way. Give us wisdom to be patient as we stand on your word and follow your instructions. We ask, Lord, that you give us revelation that will settle us in the spirit while we wait on you to manifest your word in our lives. No matter what obstacles we may face, we declare that you're bigger than our problems and our situations. We declare that you reward those who diligently seek you, and you will not withhold any good thing from us when we do what is right before you. We declare that your mercy toward us endures forever. And God, you will keep every promise that you have made to us. We declare that you have set open doors before us that no one can close, because you, Father, have kept your word, and you always keep your word. You will not, Father, deny what you have promised us. So we praise you in this season of transition for blessing us beyond our limitations in a way that is exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We bless your name for your surpassing goodness and your endless mercy toward us. God, you told us in Job 22 and 28 that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established for us, and light will shine on all our ways. So we decree that we will bless your name at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. We decree that we shall fulfill the glorious plan that you ordained for our lives in every season by the power of the Holy Spirit. We decree that we are walking in divine health, and we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We decree that we are prosperous, and you delight, God, in the prosperity of your servants. We decree that overt and covert attacks of the enemy are canceled in the name of Jesus. We decree that you are God, and you are faithful to keep covenant for 1,000 generations, and you lavish your unfailing love on us because we love you and we obey your commandments. So we speak into our lives, and we speak to those, Father, the generations that are yet to come. And we decree that, Father, as for me and my house, that, Father, we shall serve the Lord. We decree that your glory shall be revealed in our lives, and countless people will be touched by your love and power flowing through us. God, we decree this morning that our relationships are holy and in right standing with you. We decree that we will not plead your promises and intentionally violate your holy principles. So we offer and confess every ungodly thing in our lives to you, and we ask that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness and fill us up with the overflow evidence of your grace, your spirit, and your power. We decree, God, that this is the day that you have made, and supernatural miracles will abound in our lives this day, and we give you great praise. We decree that your mercy endures forever, and we shall prosper in all that we do according to Psalm 1. We surrender to your will and decree that your purpose shall prevail according to Proverbs 19 and 21. We don't always go as we should. We don't always do what we should. But God, we thank you for your rod of correction, and your purpose shall prevail. We thank you that even the hidden agendas of people who come into our lives to try to usurp the authority that you placed in us, who try to use our gifts and talents, God, for their own purposes. God, I thank you that your purpose shall supersede that. And what you have preordained for us before we were in our mother's womb, it shall be. Purpose come forth right now in the life of every believer in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for a steadfast spirit in the lives of believers. God, thank you for opening our eyes this morning to see your plan, to see your will. Holy Spirit, thank you for shifting the atmosphere right now, for moving in the people of God that we would do your will. And God, thank you even right now. We push back against the agenda of the enemy. We push back against the deceitful wisdom of the enemy. And God, we thank you that we see clearly this morning. At the breaking of this day, we pierce the heavens. And God, thank you for your great purpose, that it shall prevail. Nothing shall stop it. And God, we thank you for the great purpose that you placed in us. It's not by accident that we're here. We're here on kingdom assignment, and we take kingdom authority in this prayer. And God, we persist and we prevail. And God, we won't let go of you. And God, thank you that you never let go of us. So thank you for the glory that shall be revealed in the life of every believer. Oh, God, we simply have come this morning to your throne of grace to say that we agree with you. We agree with you that we are holy because you declared us holy. We agree that every vision that you have given to us, Lord, Father, that it shall come true because your word won't return to you void, because you are not a liar. You're not like men. Father, you don't lie. And what you've spoken out of your mouth, it shall be. So thank you for every word that you've spoken over believers, that it shall be. In spite of the trouble, in spite of the dark moments at times, God, your word shall be, because you're the light, you're the hope of glory, and the dreams and visions will manifest at the right time. We speak over our finances and our total prosperity. We agree with you, God, that we are prosperous because you delight in our prosperity. We agree that we are healthy and healed because you sent your word to heal all our diseases. Thank you, God, for your healing stream that's flowing right now under this anointing, Father, and all under the sound of my voice, even right now. Receive the healing of God. Receive it this morning. God, we agree with you that we are not guilty anymore, but you cleansed us, God, and you, Father, have given us access to the kingdom. We agree with you, God, that we are free from every binding chain and wicked, shameful cord of the enemy, because whom the Son sets free, thank you, Jesus, they're free indeed. Lord, in every situation we face, we agree that your mercy endures and your grace is sufficient for us to handle all that you have charged to our hands. We agree with you that our future, Father, is great, and our latter days shall be greater than our former days. For eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which you have prepared for those that love you. We are grateful today that we are walking in kingdom authority, and you have given us, Father, you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and our names are written in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, you settled your wrath against us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and you opened the doors of heaven to us. So we even ask now that you penetrate the darkness in the minds of those who are being held hostage to demonic arguments that prevent them from knowing and receiving your saving grace. And we agree, God, that we submit to your will even now. Have your way, God, as we meditate in your word both day and night. And God, we thank you that as we leave your throne of grace, but never from your presence, we pray a special prayer this morning. We pray for our leaders on Capitol Hill. God, shift the atmosphere on Capitol Hill and in every place, Father, where seats of power are. God, change the order. Father, help those men and women, God, that they would not be held hostage by the demonic arguments and the agenda of Satan. God, set them free so that, Father, we can live peaceably, so that, Father, the blessings and things that should come to the people of God will not be held back. God, you rule. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. So thank you, Father, for removing fear from the people of God. You prosper, you reign, God, and you supply our needs. And God, we thank you even this morning that you're shifting in the agenda, the wicked agenda. Father, you're pushing back the hand of demonic forces that want to rule and reign in this world. But God, thank you that your power prevails, that your way prevails, that the people of God prevail, and we are victorious in Jesus' name. And we thank you this morning, Lord. Amen. Saints of God, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. As a final word, I encourage you to agree with God. God bless you, saints. Go in peace. Have a wonderful day. Walk by faith and not by sight. There's a battle in the realm of the spirit, but God has already won the victory. Declare God's victory. and agree with the King of Glory.